Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan. We're having a great morning talking about movies, talking about just about anything that comes up a lot around here. And we want to welcome into the studios, Bart just showed up, which would be Bartist. And we're going to be hearing his story as well as we move along. But we are still in the movie scene right now because we have the lovely Kathleen Kaiser with us with Matinee Chat. And so we're going to be finding out what is the latest movies, which is brought to you by right now. It is Matinee Chat, but we also have to give a big shout out to the marriage coach, which is David Rispoli. We want to thank him for being part of our show. He is traveling the world right now with his lovely wife, who a miracle is actually happening as we speak. This woman was giving a sentence of not very long due to the C word, cancer, and she is miraculously every single day healing, getting better. They can't believe the results of her tests. It's incredible.
Almost gone.
He is a man of the Lord. He preaches. He's a pastor. Everyone's been praying for them, and she is literally, the cancer is going away. So they're traveling the world, seeing the sights. We miss him being here. But seriously, he is the marriage coach. And if your relationship is suffering, it's on its way out the door. There's nothing there, nothing left. He assures you, if you give him a chance, he will bring your relationship back together. Go to St. Louis Marriage Coach. com. That's stlouismarriagecoaching.com. So back to Matinee Chat and movie. She got a little game for us as well.
Yes.
Bart is going to have some fun. And also he has his lovely woman, Lynette, with him as well. So we're going to have some fun together along with the Grover.
The Grover.
I love
So
that,
what are we playing?
Matt.
What are we playing?
Well, you know, we talked about there's lots of things out this summer, lots of genres of movies that, you know, you want to go see. Maybe check out The Lovers with Deborah Winger. It's a sleeper that is now on DirecTV, and you know you can get it through streaming that you don't want to miss. If you haven't seen Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan, who is known for, you know, The Dark Knight, those type of movies, incredible film. You have to see it. And Harry Styles from One Direction is in the movie.
Really?
Yes. And he is very, very good as well.
That sealed the deal for me.
The movie people are always getting into the movies. It's like, it's not enough that they steal the stage on the movies. Then they got to get, or they're singing, they got to get and start acting.
Well, and you know, you might want to go see Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde.
I should.
Yeah,
huh?
That's the 007, Charlize Theron.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yes, is absolutely
gorgeous. I
want to
be her when I grow up.
And she is the female 007, the gentleman who
really?
Did John Wick. Yeah.
She would have to be the most beautiful.
He actually directed the film, and it's a lot, if you like John Wick, it's very much like that as well.
We do like John Wick.
So you have to go to the movie
the
theater
second one,
and see
The second one, I really like number one. Number two, John Wick, was just kind of like, okay, one more beat him up, car crash. It was just kind of...
Well, and we've talked before, too, romantic comedies. Like, did they stop making those? You know, we get a million Marvel and DC films, but romantic comedies, The Big Sick. Oh. You have to go to the movie theater and see The Big Sick. But
okay.
The whole point, me sharing all of this with all of our listeners, is there's not really any movies that have been coming out in the last couple of years that are so epic that you remember the lines.
No.
You remember
right.
We go way back. Look, every time we say our favorite movie, we went way back today.
So today, Matt's going to play a couple quotes for you all.
All right.
Including Bart. And we're going to see if you guys know what movies those are from.
Oh, crap. I always
Here we go. Right. So our listeners can, you know, can
all right.
tell
here
us on Facebook, too, if they know the movie. So,
oh,
Matt, you ready?
Oh, we got dingers.
Oh,
wait, no,
everyone, pass
I get
bell.
This. I get
oh,
this. I
get so official get now. Now we have actual dingers and a gong.
I got a gong.
Okay.
I got the gong. All right, let's do this. I'm ready.
Let's
I'm
do this.
Ready.
Fire. We're ready.
Hey, guys. What's up, G? Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
I just wanted to ding it. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, I know this. Oh, Grover raises his
of
hand.
Course,
you don't have
Matt
a dinger.
Knows.
I'll ding
don't,
it for
don't
you.
You have, don't you have a title over there?
I can do this.
There you go.
There you
Yay.
Go. There you go.
Isn't that Office Space?
It is Office Space. Oh,
man. See, Grover's going to get it all.
He is.
Spends too much time at Quick Trips reading.
Way to go, Matt. Way to go.
Game hogger.
Wait a minute.
What?
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jock! Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie!
It's got to be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Sorry. Was that Sean Connery? It's got to be the big stick.
Go ahead, Matt. Next.
That was good.
AFBN, rocking you from the Delta to the DMZ.
I know.
AFBN, better than AFBD.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Aww. Very good. Very good, Gordon. Very good.
Gosh. Told you I'd crap at this.
All right, Matt, next.
You're going to finish basic training.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to do everything he tells you.
Oh, yeah?
And you know why?
Own Harold Ramis.
Why? Because you talked me into this. That's why, you idiot. It was your idea.
You guys really don't know. He is yelling at yes. No.
Grover knows.
Come on.
Come
on.
I want to say Stripes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Stripes.
You know what? I was thinking Bill Murray.
Yelling at Bill Murray.
But yes, I swear. But I couldn't think of the name of the movie. Don't think it was Private Ryan, and that wasn't it.
Who was talking?
But I knew
Harold
Stripes.
Ramis.
I
was that him? It didn't sound like him.
Harold Ramis.
Wow. Yes.
All right, Matt.
That's my favorite when he gets punched in the stomach. He's got the dorkiest bend over. Oh.
Jealous? Come on, Sandy. Don't make me laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
That's got to
be. Oh, John Travolta.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, Saturday Night Fever.
No. Where she comes out, then move your little black.
With Sandra.
Grease?
No.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Got a little carried away.
Come on, you guys. Come on. Okay, Matt, next.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Oh, Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pack of cigarettes.
What do you do? Just watch movies all the time?
That's because, you know, Matt's going to Chicago.
He can't remember to take the trash out, but he remembers every single movie line.
All right, Matt, next.
How about the little girls, your daughters? I want you.
Or no beer all day. All right, I'm ready. I got this. I got my donger ready. Hey, by the way.
Excuse me,
wait
Lieutenant.
A minute. Hang on a second. Stop that. Someone's... Zenas is listening from Philippines.
Kuwait. Philippines, Kuwait. I don't know. Are they close?
That's amazing. Well, she put Philippines
and
Kuwait.
We have viewers and listeners from
all over the world.
It's not just your mom and my mom.
No.
And Tracy.
And maybe my hubby if he's not.
And maybe Brad.
Right at the
thanks
moment,
for listening.
And Joe.
Thanks for watching.
Joe and Debbie always listen. With the printing
yes,
center.
With the printing center. Thank goodness for the printing center. What
thank
would we
God.
Do without them?
Okay, we're ready.
Matt, just a couple more.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Is there something wrong?
Yes, ma'am. The data on the MiG is inaccurate.
Oh, I already know.
How's
that,
come
Lieutenant?
On. Okay, okay.
Well, I just Top Gun.
Yes.
It's no fun playing with you. Show stealer.
When Val Kilmer was a stud.
I don't even watch movies.
Oh, come on.
He's too busy filming. He's like a film producer right now. He's a painter, a drawer, an artist.
Right.
There you go.
All right. Just a couple more. Come on, Kelly. Come on.
Sammy's so confused. He don't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his butt.
That's Dolly Parton.
Yes.
In the sad movie.
Sally Field.
Yes.
Julia Roberts.
Yes, where you cry at the end.
Yes.
Steel Magnolias.
Good girl.
Oh, my
good
God,
girl,
I got yeah. one.
Kelly gets it.
I got goosebumps. I got one.
She's got
I want to dong it. I feel like so part
that should
of the game
be,
now.
You know what? You ever write a book? That should be the name of your book.
Goosebumps.
I've got goosebumps. She says it all the time.
I feel like
it'd
I'm
be
part,
all stories about how you got
part
goosebumps.
Part of something now.
That's a great book.
Good. All right, okay. Matt, just a couple more.
What's happening, the hot stuff?
That's
Goonies?
Great.
No.
No.
I know.
We talked about it earlier.
Gosh, I remember.
We did?
Yeah. My
we talked about right
movie
now today?
Is I'm walking by the television.
Oh, 16 Candles.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm smart now.
That's right.
Oh,
I had the guy's face in my head.
Yeah. I got this game now.
Gordon's
I'm on fire.
The other line that I didn't get out there. You know, go ahead and say it, Gordon. You're thinking the other line.
No, I can't remember now.
Oh.
I can't remember.
No more Yankee my wanky. Donger need food.
That was good, Kathleen.
Can you say wanky on the video?
I can't do it as good as Gordon. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Matt.
Where's the bleeper?
There's the last one.
Okay.
Grandma,
You didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Is it the golfer?
Yes, yeah. That's Adam Sandler as the golfer.
What's
and
the name
his
of that
name
movie?
Is...
Come on, Grover.
Happy Gilmore.
Thank yes. you. Yay! I kind of got three.
You kind of got three.
I love she plays in all his movies. It's so awesome. All right, so where should we go to the movies this weekend?
Oh, gosh, you're going to go see Detroit this weekend.
Okay.
Absolutely going to go see, you know, 1967 riots in Detroit. Catherine Bigelow, who, you know, has done some incredible other films, The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, has done a very moving movie. Of course, it's very much involved with police brutality, which sadly we have experienced here in St. Louis, which yeah. sadly we experience everywhere.
I don't want to be sad.
But there's so many other dimensions to the film that even though, you know, it hasn't gotten the type of publicity that those type of, you know, films normally get. I'm telling everyone this weekend they have to go see Detroit.
Well, thank you so much.
You.
Kathleen Kaiser with Matinee Chat. It's always so fun
it
having
is.
You.
Always
I
want
to go to the movies like in the park. I want to see a movie outdoor.
Forest
in the park.
That was just this
he put a big screen
weekend.
Out on his deck one time and did movie outside in the backyard, and that was so fun.
Oh,
I'd
we
like
love
to
go to,
the park.
To the art museum every summer. And do their movie series with the huge screen, sit on the hill. They have food trucks and everything. That's where
Perfect.
We saw Jaws last summer. So
we're going to do it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear all about Bartist. You won't want to miss his story. We'll be right back with more right where?
On 590 The Fan.